Mr. Adams, you have 15 minutes interpreted in really whatever way this body sees fit to interpret 15 minutes.
It's not going to take that long. Not unless you want to belabor the point.
Are you willing to lay odds on that?
I'm sorry?
Are you willing to lay odds?
Well, at least my presentation is not going to take 15. Okay. Plus, my voice is getting ready to go, so.
Been there.
good evening, folks. 3 months ago, I stood before you full of ambition, drive, and passion. Well, today, I still have it. No. And this is a work in progress. I mean, you guys know what the station was like when you handed it over to me. And I'm slowly learning what the station is like day by day. I'm lucky that I have a program director like Bernard White. I'm lucky that I have a public affairs director like Kathy Davis, Janet Coleman, my arts director, and Jose Santiago, and the past interim general manager, Indra, because they've all been very helpful. But yet at the same time, I mean, I trust these people, okay, because I don't know who else to trust at this point. And when I came in, I was told I couldn't trust this person, I couldn't trust that person, I couldn't trust this faction, I couldn't trust that faction. So who else do I have to trust except my staff? And at this point, my staff has been very, very dedicated, committed, and they are trying to work with me. I'm not the easiest person to work with, so I'm very demanding. But I've had to learn to kind of scale that back sometimes, because you can beat people over the head with it so long, you're not going to get any results. But anyway, we are some of getting results. When I saw you last time, we were in the beginning of a fund drive. Our goal was $900,000. We raised $841,000. In April, we had a one-day fundraiser for Martin Luther King's Assassination Day, where we raised about $25,000. I was told by Lonnie yesterday that we actually were in much better shape than I thought we were. So special thanks to him for that, for helping us along. Currently, Bernard White and I are putting together an evaluation system for our on-air programs, by which we will determine better program placement for existing shows, a better all-around balanced schedule, and trying to come up with more innovative shows to serve a larger community. Because the problem that I have with this is that I keep hearing people talk about the community that we serve, the community. And whenever I have events and whenever I'm looking for people to come support us, I don't see this wide community. All I see is the same people over and over again. So we aren't reaching. We're fooling ourselves. You know, I don't know if other stations feel the same thing, but we're fooling ourselves if we think we're reaching some broad community. We had an event in Long Island a few months ago where they invited our new people called Friends of WBAI, invited our news staff out. And we have a gentleman who worked very hard at, you know, trying to make sure we were comfortable. He was going to introduce us to people from Long Island. We talked about it over the air. We promoted it vigorously. 15 people showed up. They ain't listening, folks. They're not there. Let's not fool ourselves. They're not there. 300 of all your friends listen. 315 people for all the producers listen. And when they get off the air, they say, that's a great show, man. But hey, didn't nobody else listen? Don't nobody else know? And that's a shame. Because what we have in our archives, for example, it should be in the curriculum of colleges, high schools, grammar schools. I mean, when I read Pacifica's history, what I read is the unrest, the turmoil, this, that. I don't read anything about the enormous amount of programming and education and resources that this network can provide for the world. I don't mean just the United States. I mean the world, to be honest. And it's got to be a way that we have to start being able to appreciate what we have and promote that. We don't have a public relations department. We don't have a marketing department. And I don't know of any network that can operate, a media network that can operate without one of those. But anyway, that's a criticism. That's not for here. At this point, we are looking for a new building. We're lucky we have a few people who are interested in contributing money to help, as we call it, to find WBAI a home, a permanent home. I don't have a lot of progress report on it right now. It's the beginning stages. But we do have a couple of people who have some money and have some contacts, and they're looking to help us out with that. Instead of reinventing the wheel, what we're trying to do is sort of use what these other stations have, what KPFT, KPFA have in terms of training, in terms of marketing, in terms of development. And I've, you know, it's taken the time for me to get a hold of these folks and talk to them, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to them on basis to find out what we can do at our radio station to effectively train not only who we have on the air, but effectively train people who we're going to have on the air, because we don't have a comprehensive review plan at this point, and that's what we need, and that's what Bernard and I are going to be working on in the next few months. We are advertising for a development director at this point. Hopefully, by the time I see you guys in the next few months, we will at least begin the process of finding one. But I'm a little concerned about that because I'm not an HR director. And I know we have these committees and these ARCs and all this kind of stuff that's supposed to aid me in doing that, but they aren't HR directors either. You know, HR is a skill. HR is a profession. And yes, we have Yolanda Thomas, and yes, I have Lonnie, and yes, I have Greg, but still, I'm not an HR director. I can ask all kinds of questions, but it's going to have to be a feeling. I'm going to have to feel who I'm going to go with, and I don't think that's right. Just like with the IT question that we have, and we had website problems earlier this year, and I'm in the process of trying to identify someone who can help us with this IT problem, because I'd like to be like our sister and brother stations. I'd like to be able to have a great website, too, where you could brag to go to it, and you can connect with this and do that and do all these kinds of things, and everything looks good, everything looks great. But, you know, and not to belabor the point, but, you know, WBI is like an abused child, folks. You know, it really is. It takes a long time for that abuse to kind of wear off, for you to start kind of see things clear. It's going to take a long time. And finally, and this is, I'm finally, because my voice is about to go, I have some concerns with the national staff that help us. John Elma, Pete Caracas, I'm involved with them almost on a daily basis, especially when we had a web problem. Pete Caracas was available all the time for me. 11 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, weekends, anytime I needed Pete Caracas, he was there. And what I would like to say publicly right now is that whatever this sniping is I hear about Pete Caracas being the devil and Pete Caracas being the person that is really behind WB, I hear it. Maybe you don't hear it, but I hear it locally where I am, okay? And I've heard it before. All this stuff I hear about Pete Caracas and John Elma working against this system is nothing further from the truth. At least for me, these people have been the most supportive, committed, and generous people I've ever dealt with when it comes to radio. And I would like to say that publicly right now. I'd like to thank them right now. Yeah, that's it. Questions? Miss Davis.
Sarv.
Sarv. Yeah, keep the beer cold.
Thank you very much for your speech here. There are a couple of things that I could not figure out. On one side, you're telling us that nobody's listening. On the other side, you're telling us that how much money you made on the station.
No, sometimes.
How is that?
We didn't reach our goal. See, that means, you know, I mean, listen. Everybody knows this radio station has to raise a certain amount of money 4 times a year. And what I've seen from the records, this limited audience, whoever they are, has come through. And that's fine. But coming short of the goal doesn't make the goal. So to me, that means then the audience that I want isn't listening. I'd like to do a 1 or 2 week fundraiser where I may raise $1.5 million as opposed to a 30-day fundraiser where I'm coming $40,000 short. That's what I'm talking about.
So you are $40,000 short for your goal.
Yes.
Is that what it was? Now, you know, the goal, each one of our stations here, not all of them as well, make their goal all the time. It comes up and down. So maybe there are people are listening, and maybe they're not to your expectation how many they should be. But in general, since you came out there, do you see an upward trend in the listeners as well as the money-wise?
I see a slight upward trend. I like to look for larger results, but I've been told I need to be more patient. So I do see a slight upward trend.
Okay, so let's go on.
It's slight.
Okay.
It's slight.
That's
fine. Stables.
Wow. What was that?
What was that? Is that dangerous? Not it, but anyway, first of all, it's great to hear that you still have the ambition and stuff like that. Believe you me, I empathize and know in terms of the rumor mill and the things that can go around this station, which I think is unfortunate, and especially at WBAI. But a couple of things I just wanted to say, I was looking at your report and also about listenership, and I am very empathetic to the fact that we have to raise more money, so don't think I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's where you look, because I will tell you this much. When I go out to them demonstrations, because I know they're not being advertised in those other radio stations, when I went to the Sean Bell one, and I see thousands of people in the street, and I know, and more than that, and I know that they heard it listening to WBAI. I see the listeners. When I go to these forums and stuff, community forums everything, and they tell me they heard it from WBAI.
Right.
I know I work with organizations that we couldn't get anybody, couldn't get people to carry, couldn't get anybody to look at us. And in terms of building this movement, and I know WBAI, like I said, I understand we have to...
I want more, though. See, I like that, and that's fine, and I appreciate that, and I'm learning that, but I want more.
But there
are 9 million people in Manhattan.
I understand that. Like I said, nobody's not at all disputing the fact that we need to get more money, and we need to turn these people, instead of being passive listeners, into active listeners to get them to really understand. But a lot of them sometimes are the people having difficulty with the light bills and all of that. But this will lead into my other question, and in terms of community, because I know you don't have a lot of time, and I've heard a lot about your radio experience and your business, which I think is very good. But I just wanted to hear more about your vision in terms of reaching out to the community and how to actively engage them. And I just want to know if you've had the time to do that yourself.
I haven't had a concrete plan. I haven't done it myself. But what I have done is I've been able to, like with the event in Long Island, for example, you know, it's now my thought that I'd like to collaborate with, you know, the people I did meet and find out how I can meet more of them, how I can engage them more, how we can have more community activities as opposed to the radio. I mean, the radio is only one tool, but we have to do more in terms of being out there. I mean, New York, from what I'm told, there are tons of free festivals in New York from this point on, from when it gets warm. And we're going to have to become more involved with this. We're going to have to be out there with our T-shirts and leaflets and sign-up sheets and everything to kind of get people more involved in what we are. Currently, we're looking at a new logo. I forgot to add that, too. We're looking at a new logo and an entire new design for the portfolio and all that. But you know, I understand. I mean, I concur with you. You know, but the thing of it is that it's been very difficult to come up with any kind of thing, any kind of concrete plan beyond keeping the radio station afloat, putting out fires, and ducking.
Believe me, I understand.
Did I see Ray's hand?
Yeah. Well, thank you for your presentation. I was going to ask a similar question as to what is your vision to achieve what you want to do. I'm hoping that when you hire the development director, that person is a mixture of different what it takes to outreach to big development, but also somebody who's connected, because to what we stand for. The last time we had an individual there, she met with the local board. And after, as we discussed it, she said, this is not some kind of grassroots thing that we have here, you know. We have to go to big, as a sister, have you read the mission statement? This is a grassroots thing.
Right, I understand.
Eventually she left. So, also we used to have an outreach coordinator who was let go, and maybe we can look into something like that again. And last but not least, I'd like to know, we were talking about that show at WPFW, that Spanish language show. I'd like to know the status of it at WBAI.
I have no idea. Bernard could probably tell me.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
So while you're here, how do you see going from where we are now to achieving that very high goal of, you know, of achieving $1 million? Do you have any, you know, basic...
Well, we've had some small fundraisers. We're engaging more people to do events with us. We're co-sponsoring people to do events with us. You know, more things like we had the Ward Chamberlain event. But what we have to learn as a radio station is how to promote ourselves. You know, it's fine to put something on the air, But, you know, you're only reaching a limited audience on the air. What we have to learn in terms of promoting ourselves is how do we get these quote-unquote community groups to, you know, talk to their constituencies about this. And that's part of what I'm trying to do.
Chandra.
When I lived in New York just a mere 6.5 years ago, BAI was still the premier progressive radio station in the area. I know there's been a lot of sniping on the air. There's been a lot of problems. Listenership has declined as a result of that. So aside from reaching out to new audiences, and there are many, many progressive listeners that are not donating, I would like to know how you're going to get the ones back that have been turned off because of what has been gone on the air in the previously in the past 6 years.
Basically, my whole thing is to improve on-air quality and to restructure the programming, and then do a campaign where we announce to people, you know, here's the new BAI, here's some new programming, here's some new ideas, here's a new logo, here's some other kinds of things, sort of, you know, reinvent the station. But that's a skeleton plan at this point.
It's now 10 p.m.
Ooh.
You know where your children are.
Okay,
you know
Michael will have the last question. The reception that the station organized for us was due to have started an hour and a half ago. So we will hear from Michael, hear Robert's response, and go do a parting we're still able to do.
Thank you for your report. Is VHD going through this year in
New
York?
We did apply. We applied for a hardship portion of that also because there are a couple of things with the transmitters. The technical people would have to really talk to, but we did apply for it, and we're actively seeking the matching money that it would take to make everything work.
What do you think? Maybe, definitely.
I can say definitely myself, personally.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for sticking around so late, Robert. It's a pleasure. And I just found out from Greg we have to be checked out tomorrow by 1 p.m. There will be a break at one point in the morning, so if you get ready, then you can check out at the last minute. We reconvene here at 9 sharp. If you go out those doors and to the right, you will find the reception that Zarina and the local station board and the local station put so much effort into organizing for us. Thanks, everybody.